like kumbaya, and they were like throwing fists. All right, let's go. 196. The Rebbe telling us to elevate ourselves and to have moments of clarity, and then during these moments of clarity, to decipher and determine what we need to work on. So 196. Ki yev shor l'vdoka chametz b'l'ti'im l'or aner. It's impossible to try to find chametz if you don't have the light of the candle, right? The first Mishnah in Pesachim. So when you do finally wake up, the nitzo shel kedusha hilhivo tcha'ata, and when you have a spark of kedusha that's inflaming you, when you finally feel alive, and we all have these moments sometimes, Shabbos's, onegs, tishes, Talmud Torah, when these moments come, kolo chlo kava, as long as the flame doesn't extinguish, bedoket atmecha l'takenecha. Check yourself to fix yourself. It's deep. It should be a bumper sticker. Before that flame extinguishes, start to work on yourself. And we have these moments of clarity. Don't lose them, the Rebbe is saying. Don't lose them. Because they always dissipate. They always go away. When they're in the moment, take advantage. L'mashal. And I think many of us have to work on this. We worked on this for the first half of the year at Olam Amidos. In Kasanata, let's say you're a person very likely to get hot. Hot under the collar, a temper, tantrum prone. Chas v'shalom, hitzbonen, you have to think. Hayim noach li l'chos liot mushlach me'al p'nei Hashem. Let's say you're a person that gets angry very quickly, very irritable type of person. You have to think, is this appropriate for me? Is this fitting for me to get angry and to be cast away from Hashem? HaGemara meretz, kol ha'koeis, afilu shechina eina chashuva kenegdo. Gemara Nadarm says, whoever gets angry, even the shechina is not important to him. He casts away Hashem. Kol ha'koeis, kilu oved avodah zarah. Gemara Shabbos, says the Rambam, puts it down. Whoever gets angry, it's as if he serves idols. Wow. It's a very harsh line, and there's many, many more in the Gemara. Am I going to get angry and make a disgrace like this? This terrible nevala? We have to really think about it. I always advise that to people learning that working on anger, read the Gemaras that talk about it. Read the Chazal that talk about Kas. It will really make you consider losing it again. Am I going to really do this nevala? And through Hashem, the God of my soul, Shani Margishata Bikribi, that I feel inside of me now, Emrod Chav Shom, am I going to rebel against him? Is this what I want to do when I get angry? I cast away Hashem. It's as if I'm serving idols. Hashem's not even important to me. This is what I'm trying to do. I'm going to have this rebellion against Hashem. We have to think about these things. Mikava ani atzmi shelo lechos me'ata. I'm accepting upon myself not to get angry anymore. B'lev shalom mikabel ani alayzot. With a full heart, I'm accepting this upon myself. We have to internalize it. It's disgusting. It's despicable. It makes me a madman. It drives everybody away from me. It's fire. And it drives away Hashem from me, chas v'shalom. Is this what I want? Ribono shel olam, azorna li lamo beruchi shelo lechos. Help me, Hashem, that I shouldn't get angry. We have to daven. We need siyata d'shmaya. Uchemochein tigba belubcha v'nafshecha makshav v'kabbalah zo. Establish this in your heart and soul. These thoughts, how terrible anger is. And this kabbalah that you made. And what's going to happen? So inevitably, when you start to get angry the next time, you start getting hot, fire it up. You'll remember how you discarded anger. You'll remember how you said how terrible it was. And you'll remember the Kabbalah you took upon yourself that you won't get angry anymore. It'll become easier for you to control yourself and to become calm. So during these moments of inspiration, think about it. Internalize the dangers of kas. So when it comes next time, you'll be much better, much more equipped to be calm. Umeyata, bishatit orus akas. So remember, when you start to get angry, ikar avoratcha tiel litakesh, you have to be strong. Ulizkor litzayir latzmacha v'oven chazak biyotir. You have to remember and imagine in a very strong and clear way. Uvamachshava bara biyotir, in a very clear way. Et shati romamutcha. You have to remember when you get angry. Remember when I was on that spiritual high. Remember how I said how horrible anger is. Remember the Kabbalah I took upon myself. Remember all the davenings I davened. Then you could beat it. Then you could be miskaber. And you should do this with all of our deficiencies, all of our flaws. We all have our list. Whatever we need to work on, during those moments of inspiration and clarity, instill it. Pray for it. That we'll be able to miskaber when the moment comes once again. Yishkoach, gadol.